All right, guys. I'm going to get ready to get started now. All right. Again, I want to thank you guys for calling in tonight. You know, last week we didn't have the call, so, you know, maybe some people didn't realize the call was tonight, or maybe they just didn't want to and aren't serious. But this, the, for everyone who calls in, it just shows what you guys are really made of and shows that you guys have a lot of determination and desire to get where you want to go. So it shows a lot. Just a few announcements real quick. If you guys don't already know, Kyle has a blog on the Staten Island Live website now, and he's chronicling how he's going through the workouts with the stuff with the NBA. And his blog is http://blog.silive.com/KyleMacAlarney. And you'll be able to get an update on what he's doing. You can leave comments and everything you want to do. And you can read the comments. You can read the knuckleheads who are leaving negative vibes and, you know, all this and that. And it's just silly stuff. All right, so that's one. Number two, my website's updated now. Again, my website is www.anthonymdrago.com. And I've added a new video on the homepage. I'm still working on more. I've added some pictures. On the Shoot for Success page, there is a video, a two-minute tribute to Kyle, on there from the fundraiser, which is pretty cool, which I'm working on more stuff. In the process also of building the Shoot for Success website, adding videos and building a video for that as well. And also, I started my own blog. And that website is http://blogcast, B-L-O-G-C-A-S-T, dot anthonymdrago.com. And that's going to be my blog, and I'm going to be updating it hopefully daily, if not daily, every other day, and that's going to be chronicling what I'm doing as far as, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk like I tell you guys. You know, I'll have stuff, what I went through the day, what I learned through the day, books I'm reading, things of that nature. So that's what I'm going to be doing with the blog. And one other thing, just to give you guys a little heads up, I'm actually in the process of writing a book, and it's going to be on developing mental toughness and, you know, how from an athlete standpoint. What I do need from you guys, if you can, if you could think of some sort of titles and stuff of that nature. I'm working on the, you know, on the text and everything now, so I just want to try and get, you know, feedback from everyone about, you know, different kinds of titles. What do you think was Eye Catcher or something like that? So I'm writing the book in essence for all of you guys. You know, I try to teach you guys as much as I can about the mind, and, you know, books are fantastic, and books are very underrated. And, you know, I'm trying to get this out to as many people and try to be a speaker and get this in front of, you know, like the nation, pretty much. You know, as far as I'm dreaming big, guys. I kind of want to change the way the youth is displayed and viewed in America, and the mental is tremendous. So what you got to do is just, you know, try and remember or try and think of some topics. I mean, not topics, but titles, and just email me. You guys all have my email because I send out the emails. All right, now, what I want to tell you guys tonight, all right, there's a few topics that I want to talk about tonight. And, you know, one of them is what we call role modeling. Now, you guys have all heard about, you know, not, you know, following the wrong role model, I guess you could say. Where, you know, years ago there was a commercial by Charles Barkley, I am not a role model. Well, you know what? Yes, you are. And whenever you're in the public eye, you're a role model. Regardless of you guys realize it or not, okay, you guys are playing basketball, you guys are out there, or whatever sport you're playing, okay, and people, if you're good, if you're better than the average person, you are a role model, whether you like it or not. So it's, in essence, you have to deal with that. Now, how you're presenting yourself is going to come off, and it's going to be trickling down to the rest of your team. So if you're the one that's goofing off in practice and not practicing hard and doing that stuff, then that's what the rest of your teammates are going to do. But the role modeling that I'm talking about is you guys finding a role model. Okay, and that doesn't mean that doesn't have to be someone that you interact with on a daily basis. Okay, that can be someone that you find in a magazine, in a book, an NBA player, whatever it is. Find someone who is doing what you're trying to do or has done what you are trying to do and what you're trying to accomplish, and pretty much follow what that person is doing. In other words, if you want to make a chocolate cake, there's a recipe. There's ingredients. You have to have the sugar. You have to have the flour. You have to have the chocolate. You have to have, I mean, I don't know all the ingredients, but you understand what I'm saying. Okay, you have to follow the recipe. You have to have the ingredients. You have to follow the recipe. You have to bake it the right amount of time. You have to do all these things in order for the cake to come out the way you want it to. Now, if the best, if the person who makes the best chocolate cake in the world, okay, if they were to give you the recipe for that cake, and you, in essence, followed that recipe by, like, to the T, where you did exactly what they told you to do, you kept in the oven exactly to the second what it was supposed to be, you used every single ingredient, the exact amount, you would present, and you would be able to produce that exact cake. Okay, and that's exactly what role modeling is. You know the expression, oh, well, trial and error, I'll learn by trial and error. Well, you know what? Trial and error takes a while. Okay, and if you don't, I mean, who wants to go through that if you don't have to? You know, yes, you're going to make mistakes. Even when you're modeling somebody, you're going to make mistakes. And I've told you this, guys, this over and over again. You will make mistakes. You have to come to grips with that. Regardless of what sport you're playing, you're going to mess up. Regardless of what sport you're playing, you're going to have problems. You're going to get into arguments. You're going to have controversies on your team. This is all part of what you're doing. So it's not a matter of you doing everything perfectly. It's about you accepting the fact that, you know what, I'll make mistakes, but I have to move forward. But the trial and error is when you're trying to accomplish something, and if someone's already done it, then why would you not follow it if that's where you want to go? Like, you want to become the best defender in the game. And, you know, you watch Bruce Bowen, who's one of the best defenders in the game, and he's telling you, you know, this is the way to play defense. This is how you move your feet. This is what you focus on. You look at the hips. You look at the ball. You know, you mirror the ball with one hand. You sweep him with the other hand. If he's telling you that this is what he's doing, and this is the success that he's having, and you look at that and you go, yeah, that looks good, but I'm going to try it my own way. Now, that would just be flat-out silly, because you have a proven method. If Michael Jordan is going to teach you how to get the first step and take it to the hole and score, that's like you going, nah, Mike, I'm all right. I got it. Don't worry about it. And that's just being silly. So if someone has what you want, find out how to get it. That's the way it is. You do what they're doing. And that's not just with sports. That's with your lives as well. And you guys know that I'm always talking about not just the sports end of it, but the life end of it. Because you guys have to understand, the better person you become, the better athlete you become. And vice versa. But it starts with you developing yourself on a mental side where you're a good person. You know, you have to separate yourself from the knuckleheads. That's really what it boils down to. There's a lot of knuckleheads out there, guys, and they're going to try to make you do things you don't want to do. They're going to try to pressure you into doing things you don't want to do. And that's where you have to be so mentally tough. That's why mental toughness isn't just about sport. It's about life. You have to be mentally tough in life. I mean, Put it this way, I'm 35 years old, and every day I'm challenged mentally. Every single day I have to develop my mental toughness. This isn't just, I'm not just telling you guys because, you know, I work on this stuff myself. I'm reading the books. I'm practicing the visualization. I'm doing these things because these are the things that are going to help you in life. I mean, where I work now, it's not where I want to be. And every day I have to develop my mind and keep myself in the right frame of mind to not be swayed by these people who I don't want to be associated with. I've told you guys time and time and again, you become who you spend your time with unless you're able to be resilient and not allow it to affect you. So that's in essence what I need to do, because I'm around these guys most of the day. And I'm around you guys when, you know, we have the basketball clinic or whatever it is, and I'm around you guys less time than I'm around them. But where my mind helps me is I'm able to separate myself from them, whereas a lot of people don't. They conform. They want the easy road. They want to take the easy road into life, and they don't want to have any bumps. They don't want to have any bruises. You know, I'm sitting here with a 21-year-old kid at work, and the kid is 21 years old. Now, he has a decent job. The job is a good job, but it's just not who I am. But it's a good job. And if that's what you want, that's fantastic. All the more power to you. But here's a 21-year-old kid, has no dreams or desires or goals outside of his job, and he comes into work with a mohawk. Now, you guys have seen the mohawk. So I said to this kid, I said, I have to ask you, what's with the mohawk? He's like, ah, I don't know. I felt like doing it. I'm like, all right. I was like, well, you got to shave it down or something. Because it looked like the... You know the horse tail? That's what it looked like. It looked like a horse's tail on his head. I'm like, but bro, you got to cut it down a little bit. You know, it's crazy. Nah, he goes, I don't care. He goes, I don't care what I look like. And I'm like, what do you mean? You don't care? You never care what you look like? He's like, nah, not at all. Unless there's some hot girl over there, then I care. I'm like, that's showing me that you don't have any type of self-respect. There's no mental toughness there at all, no mental conditioning, because you don't care about... You guys, you got to understand, the way you dress, the way you address people, the way you go out in public, that all plays into your mental toughness. All of it comes together. You have to start respecting yourself. If you start dressing better, you're addressed better, if that makes sense to you guys. All right, you know, this weekend I went shopping. Now, in the past, I used to just go to stores, whatever, and, you know, basketball shorts or whatever, or not care, just throw a hat on, this and that. And this weekend, my wife and I were going out, we were doing stuff, and I was dressed up nicely. I actually saw Garrett in the mall, and it was kind of funny. He didn't even recognize me at first. He's like, I threw him back. He's like, oh. Like, whoa. He's like, yo, I like the shades. And it was kind of funny, because, like, he doesn't really see me in that light. You know, he's maybe coaching and playing and talking to you guys. But I went shopping for some clothes. Now, when you're going into a store, when you walk into the store, the people are looking at you like, are these people going to buy anything? Am I going to waste my time? The second my wife and I walk into the store, they come over to us, oh, you know, can we help you with anything? All nice, all nice. Then you see other people walk in the store, they don't pay them any mind, they're sitting there talking. You know, so I'm looking through the clothes and I'm picking some stuff up, and, you know, the girl's like, oh, can I start a fitting room for you and everything? And it was nice, because when people treat you nice and treat you better, you feel better about yourself. But that all stems from the way you carry yourself. Look at, like, the Michael Jordan and all the top basketball players, the superstars. Do you see them in you know, bummy gear going to games? No, you see them in suits and ties when they come out. You see them in suits and ties. You know, if you get pictures of them, you know, in their normal days, they don't look like bums. They're dressing to impress. Okay, you have to carry yourself with self-respect, and that's where the role modeling comes in, because you have to find the people who are doing what you're doing, or what you're trying to do, I should say, and follow what they're doing. So if your favorite player is Dwight Howard, and Dwight Howard's, you know, where you want to be, and you see him in a suit and speaking properly and moving his hands certain ways when he's speaking, you want to model these things, you want to do these things, you know? And that's what's going to get you where you want to go, because it's a proven success formula, okay? Now, role modeling is fantastic, okay? I was talking to you guys about self-respect and how you're carrying yourself, right? Now, another huge, huge thing that you guys have to understand, and I see it a lot with you guys out there now, all right, is the language that you're using. Now, I'm not talking about cursing or that kind of stuff. What I'm talking about is, how are you speaking? How are you talking? What are you saying? What you're saying, well, once you open your mouth, Les Brown has a great quote. He says, once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are. You can look stellar. You can look dressed to the T, GQ magazine cover. You can look perfect. But when you open your mouth, what's coming out? You know, I work on my speaking all the time. I have programs on my iPod, on my computer, where I'm trying to develop my speaking. Why? Because that's what I want to do. I want to be the Les Browns. I want to be the Tony Robbins. I want to speak to thousands and thousands of people and help them change their lives. That's what my goal is, okay? So not just on the mental side, but the basketball as well, and with the conditioning as well. So for me to do that, I have to do certain things. Now, I have to speak a certain way. You know, you got to get away from all the slang stuff and all the negative talk and all the, you know, the, I guess, dreary talk, I guess is a good word to use. It's a matter of what you're saying. When you're saying things, when you're talking to people, they're learning about you. If you're talking to someone and they're like, yo, hey, what's going on, man? Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? You're like, all right. Like, if I go to a meeting and I'm going to a speaking meeting and I'm trying to meet with people, and they're like, hi, Anthony, how are you? What, you know, I heard you're into mental conditioning. Tell me about it. I'm like, oh, man, it's awesome, yo. Yo, this is so fat. I love doing this. This is the best thing in the world. Man, I could tear it up if I just get the opportunity, man. They look at me like, what? Are you serious? Okay, thank you for coming. Have a good day. But if he comes up to me, oh, Anthony, how you doing? What field are you in? Well, actually, I work with athletes. I'm teaching them, you know, the physical aspect of basketball and conditioning. But also, my ultimate passion is I want to speak on the mental conditioning side. Why? Because these kids, they don't get that mental conditioning from anywhere other than, you know, TV. I mean, or books. No one's seeking out that information. Then they're going to look at me like, whoa, I just actually had that experience a few weeks ago. I went to a meeting for National Speakers Association, and this is where all the top people who want to become speakers in the country go. Now, I went to the chapter meeting in New York, and I met the number one bookseller. He has the number one book on Amazon right now, a guy by the name of T.J. Walker, and he has a book called Foolproof Presentation. He has the number one book on Amazon. So they presented him with an award. He's part of this chapter. And what I just tell you guys about role modeling, you see someone who has what you want, you seek them out. You find out how they're doing it. So after the meeting, I went up to him and said, hi, TJ, how you doing? My name's Anthony Drago. I have a question for you. You know, I respect what you've done with your book. I'm in the process of writing a book myself. Are there any tips that you can give me, in other words, to promote myself or how you got to the number one bestseller? And what he said to me was, well, you know what? Look at it this way. A book doesn't help you. But a book is like a fax machine was 10 years ago. It doesn't help you, but if you don't have one, it hurts you. I'm like, oh, you know, that makes sense. That's something great. That's good information I can use. So in other words, I need to have a book. So that's why I'm writing a book. Okay? Now, what he also said was, what you need to do, this is what he said to me word for word, you need to have a daily blog on your website where people can follow what you're doing, your daily activities, how you're doing what you're doing, how you're developing yourself, so they can follow along with you, and then actually that can kind of develop into your book because you get pieces from it and it kind of gives you ideas and everything. So that's why I started my blog. Do you guys get the picture here? I'm not just coming up with these ideas by myself. I've heard about blogging for a few years now. Did I ever do it? No. Now, I'm trying to accomplish something. Someone who's accomplished something I've wanted to accomplish has done it. He told me what to do, so therefore I'm doing it. And I sent him an email the other day, and because I get an email from this company that markets to like big radio stations and TV stations, to the Oprah Winfrey's and the CNBC's, and you can advertise in there once you know to promote yourself. And This is the Bible for producers. So if a producer for Oprah is looking for a guest, they're going to go to this publication. So by November, I'm going to actually advertise myself in that publication. But I saw on this email that this gentleman sends me, he sent me an email, and T.J. Walker's book was recommended in there. So I emailed him. I said, hey, T.J., I was like, this is Anthony Drago. I met you at the NSA event. I saw in an email I got from the organization that your book was recommended in there. Have you advertised with them before? He said, actually, we do all the media work for them. If there's anything I can help you with, let me know. Now, this is a guy who has a best-selling book, and he set the Guinness Book of World Records 2 weeks ago, or 3 or 4 months ago, for the most radio interviews in a 24-hour period. He did 112 radio interviews in a matter of 24 hours. Now, how did he do that? He worked the phones, not just him, his team. They worked the phones, called every single radio station out there. You know, this is what we're doing. Boom. You have me opening for guests. Boom, boom, boom. You know, you have to get your name out there. You have to get yourself out there, but you have to speak properly. If I call up a radio station, how you doing? Yo, listen, check this out. I got this hot new book coming out, man. It's all about mental toughness, and all these athletes, they're gonna love it. They're going to want to jump all over it. It's going to be the bomb. They'll look at me like, what? Okay, thank you. Have a good day. And then if I call up and say, how you doing? My name's Anthony Drago. I have a new book coming out. It's called, you know, I'm still working on the title. We'll just say Mental Toughness for Athletes. And, you know, I'm looking to promote and change the way the youth is viewed in this country, blah, blah, blah. Then they're going to look at me like, oh, you know what? That's not a bad idea. They'll give you the opening to the door, in essence. And that goes, now the reason why I'm explaining this to you guys is, you guys are in a situation now where a lot of you guys are either in high school or college or preparing for college or what have you. I know Alex is on the phone. Now, Alex is looking at a school, and, you know, you have to carry yourself properly. You have to speak to them properly. You have to practice it on a daily basis, not just for yourself, but for everyone, so you can be addressed properly, so people take you serious. People are not going to take you serious if you cannot conduct yourself in a proper manner in the right environment. You know, you're going to meet, you know, once you guys, you know, I know Garrett's on the phone, and Steve, you guys are going to be going to college, and college is going to be recruiting you for your sport. Now, what do you think the coaches are going to be looking at? You think they're just going to be looking at your skills? No. They're going to be looking at the way you're carrying yourself. They're going to be looking at what you're doing in your spare time. You know, there's a lot of coaches, in case you guys didn't know, but I'm sure you do, there's a lot of coaches that go on Facebook and go on MySpace, and they're looking at these potential athletes. And something, there was a big article a few months ago where some coaches, they were looking at it like, should they do this? They were going on there posing as girls to kind of test the integrity of these guys that they're recruiting. So if you're on MySpace page with all this yin-yang and all this junk and this and that, blah, 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 and you're being recruited, don't think that the coaches are not looking at that stuff. They're looking. Oh, Steven, oh, Garrett, okay, let me look up this guy. Boom, and they see your Facebook page, and they see you drunk with beers in your hand, and your hat turned to the side, posing like you're in the hood. You think that your character doesn't play a role in what they think? Of course it does. Why do you think Terrell Owens, one of the most talented football players in the world, right? You ever hear him talk? You ever hear him do this? That's why teams don't want him. He got cut by the Dallas Cowboys, and one team wanted him. No one else wanted him. Why? Well, the Dallas Cowboys cut him. Goodbye. We don't want you no more. You're a cancer to the locker room. You have an ego. You have arrogance. We don't want you. We don't need you. And that's what it's about, guys. You have to carry yourself the right way. You know, like Plaxico Burress. I talk about him all the time. He shot himself in the leg because he didn't feel safe going to a club. Guess what? If you don't feel safe going to a club, don't go. Don't carry a gun. You have a $35 million contract, and you're carrying a gun because you don't feel safe. You don't need to go to that club. Find another way to have fun. So the point I'm making to you guys is carry yourself properly. Respect yourself. Take responsibilities for your life. This is the only life you got, guys. You know, you guys are in a position where you're so young right now that if I had the opportunity that you guys had now when I was growing up and I was your guys' age, life would have been a lot different. But things happen for a reason. My personal opinion is I was born to do what I'm doing right now with you guys, is being on this phone and helping transform the lives of young kids, both physically and mentally. That's what I was born to do. I know it. That's why I'm writing the book. I found my calling, in essence. Okay? Now, a lot of people don't find their calling, or they think they find their calling. I found it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So you guys have to find the person that's doing what you're doing and get out there and do it. But you have to respect yourself. You have to treat yourself how you would want to be treated. In other words, you don't want your friends treating you like garbage, right? You don't want them yelling at you and cursing at you and hitting you and stuff like that and talking down to you all the time. Why do you do that to yourself? You guys know you do that to yourself. I do it to myself. But it's not that you never do it, but the second you do it, boom, you get out of it. And you get right back into the positive mindset. Think Kyle doesn't have doubts that creep in? Of course he does. What do you do? Boom, jumps right back out. Tomorrow he's going to the Celtics. He's going to work out for the Boston Celtics for 2 days. Monday and Tuesday, he's working out for the Celtics. They requested him to work out for 2 days. Why? We don't know. Maybe they're looking at something because Eddie House might not be there. And he talks about this on his blog. And again, if you guys didn't see his blog, I suggest you get on it. Read it. You know, I'm going to have a link to his blog on my website probably within the next few days. I'm going to post some more information on my website. But you guys have to follow the people who are doing what you want to do. You have to listen to what they're saying. Kyle is a prime example of what can happen if you just believe in yourself. And you don't let anybody say anything to you and bring you down and make you feel like you're not enough. You got to get away from this stuff. And I have a quote on my phone, actually, that I subscribe to all these different podcasts and, you know, all different weird. I mean, I don't know if you guys have the iPhone, but I recently just got the iPhone or the iPod Touch or whatever it is, and they have all different applications you can download. I download quotes. I download quotes from Benjamin Franklin. I download quotes from Albert Einstein, brain, mental conditioning stuff. Like all the stuff that nobody gets that's free, I get it. That's what it boils down to. People look at my iPod like, what is this? What's this? I have like a leadership podcast. Joel Osteen, I have like 30 Anthony Robbins videos on my iPod and on my phone. So these are the things that I'm doing. But I got a quote today from this application I have. It's all quotes and it's just fantastic. It's actually wallpapers, but they're quotes. And it says, the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Now, you look at people like Albert Einstein, Benjamin Franklin, you know, the Wright brothers, all people like this. These are people who, when they're doing stuff, people look at them like, are you serious? What, are you crazy? It's never going to work. It's not going to happen. But they're the ones who change the world. I honestly believe, guys, that I can change, not just by myself, though. Not by myself. I'm not a miracle worker. I can only help people who want to be helped. There's an old a joke. It says, how many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? One. But the light bulb has to want to change. And if you understand what that means, is no one, you're not going to be able to change anybody. I'm not able to change anyone that doesn't want to be changed. But my opinion, honestly, and I'm actually, this is one of the quotes that I'm going to be putting in my book, is that I believe that anyone who is exposed to this kind of training and this kind of information where you can control your mind and you can control what goes into it, I honestly believe that once they're exposed to it, like I talk about that quote, they're not going to be able to go back to their other way of thinking. Les Brown's quote, remember I told you, you know, once your mind has been exposed to an idea or a concept, it's not comfortable, or I forget the exact quote, but it's not satisfied going back to the old way of thinking. And I honestly believe that once these young kids, because these kids, and you guys out there, you guys are looking for more. You guys need more. You guys want more. But you don't know where to get it. No, they don't teach mental toughness in school. They don't teach how to develop your mind in school. They don't teach these things. So if you're not being taught in school, where do you go? That's where I come in. I'm not the guru. I'm the why guy. I'm the guy, this is what you want. Why do you want it? Let's develop a plan to get there. And that's what I'm trying to do. So all these calls that I'm doing, I'm basically building up to a goal-setting workshop and different trainings and things of that nature that I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing seminars that I'm going to be putting out there for you guys, where you guys come to a full-blown seminar. It's going to be goal-setting workshops, you know, all different types of things to develop you guys, because no one is teaching you this in your environment in school. It's not being taught. And it needs to be. It needs to be. You guys, if you're able to start developing yourselves now, before you develop all the bad habits, why not create good habits before the bad habits creep in and then use the struggle to try to change them? That's the philosophy that I have, guys. That's why I started this call. Now, there might be only a few people on the call, but you know what? You guys are the ones who are stepping away from the pack. When everyone else is promising, oh, I'm going to be on the call, this and that, you know, a lot of times there's legitimate reasons, but a lot of times it's like, oh, I just forgot. Well, you know what? If it's important, you don't forget. I don't forget that I have the call. Why? Because it's a priority to me. You know, all you guys have cell phones, right? You all have calendars on your cell phones. If it's that much of a struggle to remember, set an alarm in your phone. My nephew set an alarm tonight. He got on the call. Okay? So it's a matter of you taking this and making it a priority. And if it's not me, that's okay. If you find another call or you find another book or whatever it is, that's okay. I'm not saying that it's all about me. It's not that. But you guys have to take charge of your life, and you guys have to find someone who's doing what you want to do, and you have to carry yourself in the proper way. You have to speak properly, and that way you guys will be that much more far ahead than everybody else. And that's really what it boils down to. You want to put yourself in a position to have an advantage. If you go into a team, a workout, and the talent, I guarantee you this, okay? If you go into a workout, I'm going to end with this. If you guys go into a workout, like Kyle's going right now, and he goes into the workout, okay, and pound for pound, dollar for dollar, the talent is exactly the same. Skill level, jumping ability, jump shot, if the talent is exactly the same, the person who's going to come out on top is the person that's mentally tough, is the person that carries himself in a successful and a classy way. And I can promise you that. You can look around the sports world and you see it. And I'm going to leave you guys with that tonight. All right? So, again, like I told you before, Kyle's blog. It's http://blog.silive.com/Kyle McElarney. My blog is http://blogcast.anthonymdrago.com. My website, again, www.anthonymdrago.com. All right? And, again, next week we're going to have the call, okay? It's going to be 9 o'clock. Try and call in a few minutes early. I want to try and get started by 9 to respect everyone's time. I don't want to take these calls over a half an hour. Sometimes we need to just to get a point across. So, you know, get the word out to everybody. I'll have the recordings ready by tomorrow or the next day for you guys. So, anyone have any comments, any questions?
I was wondering about the list you had said you were going to make for us, concerning, like, the goals and everything.
Yes, I'm going to have that out this week for you guys. I will have that out for this, the daily goal list. Yes, the whole week was nuts with work, but I promise you guys, by Thursday, the latest, you will have that list.
No problem.
All right, anything else? All right, guys, you guys have a great night, and as I always tell you guys, develop yourselves daily. All right, have a great night, guys.
All right.